This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How are you, man?
How are you?
All right.
Yeah?
Yeah. What are we, why are we watching How to Remake a Carburetor over there?
Okay, well, you're signed out of YouTube TV, and MLB app just says nothing's broadcast, so I just clicked YouTube and hit play, and it's probably playing old car videos or something. I don't know.
All right.
So that's that. Sorry.
No problem.
If you get YouTube TV again, we could watch something, or if Nick would give us a password to watch his show,
Fair enough.
He doesn't talk to us, so.
What the hell?
I don't know. What did you do to him, by the way?
Nothing.
People ask me all the time, like, what did he do? And I said, well, Laszlo did something. I didn't do anything.
I didn't do anything.
I don't know.
I think he just got big, man. He's got new friends.
He was already big.
He keeps getting bigger and bigger. You know what I'm saying?
He already had those big friends. He took time to record those big friends to send stuff for us.
Yeah, but that was when he was new to being a superstar. Now he's just kind of just fell into the superstar mold. You know what I mean? Like, hey, things, you know, when he moved, he probably didn't have a lot of friends. He didn't have new stuff going on. We were comfort food for him, made him feel okay, made him feel like everything's going to be okay. But now he's got new bigs, you know, he's hanging out with Lil Wayne and LeBron. Mm-hmm. Like, I probably just sees a text from us. He's like, okay, guys.
Yeah, but okay. I think that, you know, he got tired of you, those group chats constantly making fun of the Chiefs and everything else. I think maybe he got irritated. I don't know, but maybe he just got big. I just don't see him, you know, big time in us. I think he's just busy. I think he's just a busy guy.
That makes you feel better.
He's just busy. You know, he's just busy.
Okay.
He's a good person, and he's just busy.
Try texting
that's
him.
All. I have.
See how that goes.
I've done that.
The Church of Laszlo.
All right.
Man, what a day. My mom got sick again. You just asked me yesterday how my mom was doing.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, honestly, I think it's safe to say she's doing really, really well.
If you don't know Slim's mom been sick.
She's been fighting cancer. She's old, you know, the whole thing.
It's her second time through it, right?
Yeah, she had it like 10 years ago, and And so, you know, it's a lot of the stuff where you're used to.
People say, like, me and him have so much in common. Like, things just happen. Like, you know, we both have a love for ladies and pantyhose. And, you know, there's a lot of things where you're like, how'd you guys ever meet?
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Because we met. But then, you know, he's like, oh, my mom's got cancer. I'm like, that's crazy. I just got a call yesterday. My aunt has cancer.
Yeah. That's the stuff that's, you
know, like, really? Huh.
Super weird.
And he's like, my dad's sick. He's going to die. I'm like, crazy.
Yeah.
3 months later, I'm like, my dad's sick.
I know.
Like,
I know.
Lunch.
It is. It's. There's a lot of weird stuff like that. But it's just one of those things where it was like it was unexpected, and so and not like, you know, she's not dead or anything, but just like a hectic day. And while I'm trying to help her, the snow cone was just sending me text after text after text after text. He's reading through all of the information about, and I noticed. I mean, my fiance was doing the same stuff. She's very interested in this local story about these guys. The Chiefs fans who died, and that they brought these charges against, and since they released this stuff, I mean, I don't know if you're a true crime junkie or if this story just in particular fascinates people, but the fact that my brother, just multiple people, just in my small circle, saying I'm reading through all this stuff.
I've been texting this new lady, and the first thing she texted me last night was, "What do you think about these guys?"
Right?
It's
like the talk.
I'm like,
I think
they tried to do cocaine and died.
Right?
She's like, "Well, why were they outside?" I'm like, "Because they snorted a line and realized something was wrong."
Yeah, or they were smoking cigarettes outside.
Let me get some
outside?
Fresh air. You know what I mean? Like, whoa, you all right? Step outside. And that's what I think. I don't know.
I think maybe they're smoking cigarettes.
But there's a million times where I've there have been enough times where I've been like, I don't feel some air.
Yeah, for whatever reason, where you go, I'm big on splashing water on my face.
Yeah, let's step outside from. I don't know what outside's supposed to do for me, but
it's just those instincts. Yeah, mine's with water. And people are like, oh, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, just leave me alone.
I feel like we're like cats, maybe.
Yeah,
we're like, I don't feel good. Let me walk into the woods, like old Indians, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just some sort
of
instinct.
Where are you going, Grandpa? To the woods to die. You're
feels
like,
right. Wait, how do you know you're dying? I don't. But I must be, because I'm walking this way. But I know we talked about it yesterday, but that was as the information was just coming out. So now that we've got these details, I am curious. I just want to make sure that you and I, Lazo, are still on the same page here. And we'll just go over what Snow Cone taught us.
Was your mom okay?
She's okay. As I said, she got chemo sick is what happened.
Well, okay.
And so she's under the doctor's care now and all that stuff. So she just texted
my kids are at home sick.
Texted me earlier.
You know the good thing about having teenagers, though? I didn't even think about it. So I was like, all right, you guys have missed too much school. You got to go to a doctor.
Yeah.
And so my youngest went to school, and then the nurse called and said, he's got to come home.
What? That never happened when I was a kid. They never forced you to come home.
Yeah.
You begged to go home and usually said no.
I was like, all right, so I went and got him. But having a teenager who drives, I just made an appointment with a doctor for both of them.
Mm.
I'm like, do I got to be there? And they're like, nope.
Nice.
If we need any consent for anything, we'll just call you. I'm like, sweet.
Yeah, that's
Hero,
nice.
Take Chacho, go to the doctor. So they went.
I left school to drive to the doctor when I was 16.
Yeah,
right. I just hadn't thought about it. Yeah. So... I think Snow Cone's got all this stuff figured out, and now that he's got it figured out, I want to make sure that I am still fascinated by it. Yeah, and I want to see if you're still basically saying what you said yesterday.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
All
right.
So yeah, I think sometimes there's just like a local story that everyone in town still talks about.
Sure.
I watch those shows and they'll say things like, you know, the whole town was talking about it. The whole town was on edge. And I always think, were they? What, you know, were they really on edge? Did most people even know about it? But there are certain things. I feel like when the Baby Lisa thing happened.
Yeah.
In my lifetime, that was probably the biggest thing where, I mean, you go into a restaurant to wait to pick up your food and complete strangers are asking.
That's still behind me that they're nothing.
Me too. I think about it at least once a week or month. I don't know. I think about it often. Like, man, are we ever going to hear anything?
No.
And I always think I'd love to talk to a police officer, KCPD officer, detective, or a former one who could just tell me something. You know, if they just said, like, this is what we think happened, but, or, we know what happened, but couldn't prove it, whatever. You know what I mean? It drives me crazy. But this news story.
We'll get to Baby Lisa later.
Yeah, we can
because
do that too
are,
later.
Well, yeah, we can do it later. But there are some things I'm like, these people that you have as suspects don't seem like mastermind criminals. Like, you're telling me they didn't leave any evidence? But anyway, go on.
Yeah. So, the recent story, and it's not really recent because it happened a while back, but there's a huge recent update, and this, of course, is a story about the friends and Chiefs fans who got together up north to watch a Chiefs game together. And you know, some of them didn't come home. Some people were expecting them to come home, and they never showed up. And one of the, I think she was a girlfriend, went over to look for her boyfriend. Was it her boyfriend, I think?
Fiance.
Okay, went over to look for him, and she discovered that some of them had died. There were bodies out back, or at least a body. She depending on which thing body. You read, she found a body, and then that Platte County prosecutor yesterday made it sound like once the investigators got there, they found the others out back. Were the others out back?
They were all out
for sure? Okay, because that was one of those things that
were
went back and forth.
Were they buried in snow, or were they just...
I'm not sure. Okay. I really don't know.
Someone
asked you, like, why would they bury themselves in snow? And then I was like, well, I didn't hear that they were. Yeah. I don't know that to be true.
I think it snowed overnight, maybe. I'm not sure.
I never heard that. But there are so many things, you know,
right.
Who knows? And it is making national news. This update is making national news. I'm reading this from News Nation, and in the headline says, men charged in deaths of three Chiefs fans found dead in backyard. And it was big enough news that they even talked about this stuff nationally leading up to it when they heard that there could be charges coming.
Right.
Because I think it's one of these stories, and I know we talked about it a little bit yesterday, but it's one of these stories where you go, people died. It's normal to want to try and hold someone accountable for that.
Right.
But the debate now, I think, amongst people who are following the story seems to be, are the right people being held accountable?
Right.
And when we say we want someone held accountable in a case like accidental fentanyl overdoses, who are those people? Who is that person that we want held accountable? Is it the biggest local drug dealer? You know, is it the kingpin who's distributing from Texas? Is it the cartel? Right. Is it all of them? And where do you draw the line for insofar as who supplied it? Once my buddies have it, let's say one of my buddies gets a hold of it, and that we've all been saying that, hey, let's get a hold of some drugs. We've been reaching out.
Sure.
And one of my buddies gets a hold of some drugs. If he's the one who gets a hold of them and says, oh, I got them, brings them to the house, now he becomes the supplier? Is that right. How that works? And is he now responsible?
It feels like that's what they're saying, right?
Yeah, and it feels like what they're saying.
And I think that debate is like for, you know. Well, I think the debate is probably for people. I mean, I don't have any proof of this, but I think it's probably from people who don't do drugs and people who do drugs.
I agree.
And so people who don't do drugs, like, yeah, you brought in cocaine with fentanyl in it. You deserve to go to jail. And people who do drugs are like, wait, we all threw in.
Right.
You know what I mean? So we're a little bit more like, yo. I mean, the guy didn't mean to do it, and everybody was involved, you know what I mean?
No one's accusing him that I've seen of
murder,
intentionally
right.
wanting to harm anyone.
Right.
And
so it's kind of like, hey, if we all threw in money for drugs and it ended up killing some of us, not all of us, it doesn't matter who really got it, right?
Right. Like,
and
right.
I think, too, the toxicology show, it says they died of a cocaine and fentanyl toxicity. So even if someone just gave them coke and that isn't necessarily what killed them, and the report, it says, yes, cocaine and fentanyl toxicity, right. So that person can still then be charged.
Yeah,
right?
Because if you were the one who happened to have the coke that was
even
just coke.
Even if it wasn't fentanyl.
Doesn't matter, because you're dead.
The thing that still gets me, and maybe you guys can explain this, because I know there's been an update and I haven't seen it, but the two separate bags is still like, I want to talk to...
Right.
I mean, I'm not a lawyer or a detective.
So we found out more.
Okay, good, because
cause.
That was the part of me where I was like, why are they... That seemed like a real... And, you know, sometimes you hear these things in cases and somebody just misspoke.
Yeah.
All right, made it sound like it was something that it wasn't, and you're just hung up on it. But that two separate bags was like, well, what are we doing here, right? But
okay, so what we did find out, it says in that probable cause affidavit, that plate that we saw,
that we heard about.
There was a plate of cocaine at the other person's house.
So a witness said they'd seen a plate of cocaine.
We speculated it's probably 4 or 5 wines. The witness said it was a half ounce to an ounce of coke.
Okay. Which would be a lot.
That's a lot.
A lot of cocaine. You know, it's not the same as weed.
The two baggies they found at the defendant's house. One was a bag of straight coke, and it had like almost 3 grams left in it.
Okay.
All right, and that contained Jordan Willis's DNA. The other bag...
The bag did, yeah.
It said it just contained fentanyl. It didn't say cocaine
just
mixed
a
with
bag
fentanyl.
Of fentanyl.
It says fentanyl, but it says it was the residue of a white powdery substance. And it doesn't specify how much was in it. So it sounds like it was empty.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what I thought.
Okay.
It sounded to me, when as soon as it said residue, you're like, okay, so they finished that bag off... Or at least it was poured out. Like, you know, there's a million... I didn't even want to get into the hypotheticals here, since we've got enough information
right
to go with.
Item one was analyzed by Kansas City, blah, 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 and was found to contain cocaine weighing 2.8037 grams. Item two was analyzed by the Kansas City Regional Crime Lab and was found to contain fentanyl. They also described it as item one as a plastic bag containing cocaine. Item two was a small plastic baggie. the language of those two being different kind of throws me.
Yeah. But it does but sound like...
the fentanyl one was empty. They said residue?
Residue. Well,
they didn't, but didn't say it had residue of cocaine, though.
It said residue of fentanyl.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was empty.
Right. Maybe, but he, weird to me. I mean, yeah, you're speculating. Somebody had it and cut it with it, but, you know.
Right. So, you know, some of the things that you were texting me last night, Snowcone, that I thought was interesting. So, Dylan, and I know it's hard to keep all of the...
names separate.
Oh, sorry, not Dylan. So that's the Idaho.
Oh, it's Idaho.
Murders guys, yeah, sorry. But Jordan is one of the people that's been charged.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy's name now escapes me. What's the other guy's name? I just had it up in front of me.
Well, they called him Blade. But that wasn't his actual name. They called him Blade Brown.
He's the one. He's the other one that's been charged.
I'll give you his actual name, yeah.
Well, the other thing, because I think it's interesting that Ivory J. Carson, right, is the second one. Jordan Willis Ivory Carson
they
are
the two. They referred to him as Blade.
And by the way, if you have not seen this, they were charged with 3 counts of involuntary manslaughter and 2 counts of delivery of a controlled substance. Now, that's each, right? They've each been charged with those.
Correct.
So with each charge, I don't know if you got the max sentence for those involuntary manslaughter charges. That would be 10 years. I don't know if those can be served concurrently or concurrently. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a way for the judge to figure it out after.
Yes. But it is for involuntary manslaughter. They made the point of saying yesterday that the max sentence is 10 years. One of the things that I was still curious about was the person who was there and left. This was the person who... I think in the beginning, they didn't tell us much of anything, right? They just said that there was another person.
We didn't know about him for a long time.
Who'd been at the house. Yeah, we found out about him later. You're right, that there was another. Because that's
remember,
part of what was confusing us.
I had been messaging.
Yes.
Who knew these guys had told us that
that's
there was another person there. The news hadn't reported it yet.
Right.
And it was like a month later the news came out.
That's when we knew that your source,
the source
was legit because some of the stuff she said started to come out in the news. I'm curious about the other person being there and... why their name was, you know, kept secret for a long time. That news about them was kept secret for a long time. Were they, because they said yesterday in all of this that they went through everyone's phones and that they discovered that they're all trying to get, it sounded like they were saying they're all trying to get cocaine. They had all mentioned it. And they mentioned every single person by name. And then they say, you know, we're all discussing doing cocaine, getting cocaine, whatever. What about that other person? Is that other person's phone, that other witness, included in that?
It didn't say it.
Because I'm still just a little bit, I'm surprised that with everything, now they put out all this information, they've charged two guys.
So what's the new information?
Well, I mean, it's in front of you. I guess the main thing that you were asking yesterday was about, was it just a bag of coke? Did that guy misspeak and say... fentanyl when he meant that it contained fentanyl but also had cocaine.
So there's still more
when
questions.
You read it, it says fentanyl, you know.
Yeah.
So that kind of, I feel like at least sort of answers your question that he didn't misspeak because the way they wrote it down was it contained fentanyl residue.
And what we found out too is also, and this leads to more questions, is the witness said they saw that plate of cocaine, you know, the half ounce of that. They said Jordan is the only person that knows how to get that much and could afford to get that much. They said the other three guys, they knew they were broken out of money and that they hung out with Jordan whenever they were because he would supply cocaine.
Okay.
Right?
Well, that's got to not make him feel great.
Right.
But it sounds like because that item one still had about a ball left in it, and that was pure cocaine, it sounds like they said this Ivory guy, they said that he was their other guy's dealer. And so it sounds like they hit him up like, hey, our buddy Jordan's going to throw you some money. But they didn't go through Jordan's source because he was getting real cocaine. So it sounded like he paid the other guy, and that's the one who came through with fentanyl. But he probably didn't do any of it because he had his own.
And whether or not, like what level, and we were speculating here, like is Jordan...
Right, this is all speculation.
Is Jordan a dealer? Was he part of that group of friends, or if, for anyone who's done drugs with a group of friends before, a lot of times that drug dealer becomes a friend in air quotes.
It sounded like that other guy, the Ivory Carson, was a friend in air quotes.
And that's
but
exactly what I thought. It sounded to me like, because I thought when I saw this stuff yesterday, I was like, well, maybe Jordan, maybe, and you, or someone had even said maybe they went over there because they knew he had coke. Maybe they went to the coke dealer's house, their coke dealer, right? Maybe that's what happened. But now it seems like. But now it seems like it's this other guy who's the dealer.
You know, maybe you're like, hey, this Jordan guy, they do his blow. Again, we're just speculating by what they've given us. But so they do his blow, and then they party for a little bit, And then he's like, I'm going to go to bed. And then they go to their dealer.
That's what it kind of seems
like. And get
it
and comes back and they do more.
That's what it kind of seems like.
Because why else would you be sleeping? You know
what
I mean?
And there was still a ball left. The fentanyl baggie was empty, you know.
And do we know, by the way, whether or not Jordan took fentanyl inadvertently or, you know, whatever the case, and that's why he fell asleep.
Maybe he fell asleep.
Because I know that they said afterwards, they said that he was going into rehab. That was another thing that your source had told us was going to happen before anyone knew about it.
Yeah.
Because I think he went into rehab, like, almost immediately, right?
Yeah, she said that a week before he
said it. And he cooperated and all that stuff. Yeah. So my question became, which one of these guys, in my mind, is someone who's done drugs with groups of friends and, you know, even had people do drugs in my house
before? They were clearly doing it out of separate bags.
There were two bags.
There was two bags, and they were separated for some reason.
Yep.
Yes.
Right? So, I mean, that at least we can say. Now, if they say in that, as I'm reading this thing that you're talking about, it doesn't necessarily
say that it
wasn't cocaine, too. They just said in the one, it's just cocaine.
Yep.
And the other one, it had
fentanyl residue.
But it doesn't say there's no cocaine residue.
That's the thing.
Right.
Right. So
we
it doesn't
still
say,
don't know.
Right. But I would guess that it's cocaine and fentanyl on one and cocaine in the other.
That's what we
Especially
were saying yesterday.
This guy is classified as their usual coke dealer.
Yeah.
He's given them coke before. He probably, you know, thought what he had was coke and it turned out to be fentanyl.
Right.
I don't think this guy poisoned him. He sounds like a buddy of theirs.
Right. Right. And that's what we said yesterday. Like, when they said that during the press conference, I'm kind of leaning towards, yes, okay, that other bag contained fentanyl residue, but it probably also had cocaine in it. He's just not saying it.
Now, when you read the paperwork, it doesn't say. Said, this is another thing. The witness, this, if I was a lawyer, which I'm not, obviously, but I would think that statement helps Jordan. In the sense that they're like, they weren't friends with him. They only hung out with him when they were broke so they could get drugs. Well, that tells me, at that point, I know for sure they wanted the drugs.
Yeah, but it wasn't a thing that was just kind of there
when it was there. So now you got the text messages saying, can we get drugs? And they only went to hang out with him when, because they thought that he would, you know, splurge for drugs. And I'm not saying that it does matter, but I was thinking in my head, like, you can prove kind of now, even with this, that, you know, they wanted them.
Right.
They were throwing in cash for him. Whatever cash they had, they were throwing in for it. And if they didn't have cash, they used his money. Only, but they were getting money from him. It wasn't like he was providing it, even though he was. They knew how to get the money from him. So they wanted them just as bad as he did or anybody else. That, again, puts it in, like, you know, well, everybody wanted
them. If we're jurors, for you and I, for sure.
Like,
but I know they're
going to
say legally it doesn't matter, because even if everybody asked for the coke, and the coke dealer brings the drugs, that even if you have a coke dealer come to your house and say, here's the drugs that you all wanted and you all threw down on.
Right.
And I'm warning you right now, it might have fentanyl in it. Be careful, because I know it's been going around. Even if a drug dealer did all that and those buyers did all that, it seems to me like if those people die and the police can figure out who that person was that brought it over to the house, that's the person
so
they're going to charge.
Here's the actual statement from the PCA. Witness one stated that when McGinney, that's one of the victims, would get low on money, Willis, the defendant, would usually supply cocaine to his friends. Witness one stated that they knew McGinney and Johnson did not have any money prior to the party.
So that sounds like friends to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you're close.
Yeah.
You're in the friend group. You're not just a guy who pops by
and
delivers
coke. Reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and
I guess I go back to if... I don't know. And, like, you know, you'd have to be on a jury and listen to everything that they say.
For sure.
But if this is the kind of stuff that we got, I guess my question would be, if Jordan died and McGinney lived, would you charge McGinney? And if they said yes, I'd say not guilty.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Now, if you could prove that he did it for somebody, if you're just saying whoever happens to survive is the guilty party, then I'm not good with that.
Yeah.
If you had someone else said, no, we wouldn't have because of this, this, and this, then I'd listen to what you have to say. But if the DA could look at me and go, yeah, if McGinney would live, then he's charged too, then I'm like, nah, they all just wanted to do drugs together. If you could prove to me later that he knew that they died, didn't call anybody, if he knew they were outside, that stuff is later, but yeah.
I know. I'm with you, and I haven't heard anyone that said otherwise, but that said, everyone I talk to does drugs.
The Church of Laszlo.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Because you should get misinformation from more than one source.
The JFK assassination, the fake moon land, the Freemasons, chemtrails, CIA mind control, Area 51.
And the government vows to figure out what the heck is going on and sends drone spotting radar to New Jersey.
It's Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo. The doom scroll begins now.
Yo!
Yo! The news. My man.
It's no going to slide into chicks' DMs over here.
I know. Talking about true crime.
I mean, just someone random of all the people you talk to just happens to be a girl and she calls you honey.
Well, I don't know why she just called me honey.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
Oh, well, you didn't.
I'll show you the DMs. I'm not.
You didn't act shocked.
I'm happy to show you the DMs.
Mm-hmm. Just let me look at all your DMs.
Yeah, okay, let's take a look at the DMs.
Let's not get carried away.
Go ahead. I would like to do that. Is there a way that we could mirror those to the TV?
Not a goddamn chance.
Yeah, exactly.
Just mirror them on the TV and go through them. It'd be fun. Fun little Twitch content.
If we had money, I would buy the billboard and make me and you scroll our DMs for the last 5 years.
That is giving me anxiety thinking about it, man.
And just roll.
There was a time when mine would have been fun, too. Now it's a lot of little Frankie. But there was a time. There would have been stuff in
whatever.
There. If I go back, I can probably find
Coward.
The news... You know, Trump's made all these cuts. You watched his speech, you know, that he gave to Congress. You keep up with this stuff, and you know that they're doing the government spending cuts with the chainsaw. You know, he talked about during that speech all those things that we waste money on, circumcisions in other countries and on whatever he mentioned. He mentioned circumcisions.
We pay for other people's circumcisions?
I'll tell you more about that later.
Okay.
Yeah, apparently some sort of... well, I'll tell you about that later. Anyhow... One of the things, the big thing that they said we're cutting is this USAID, the USAID money. And that's the money that is spent helping other countries. The food that gets dropped in pallets and medicines and stuff like that, right? That's USAID. And that was
Why don't we call it USAID?
I don't understand why we don't call it USAID. Like, why does everyone... Are we not allowed to call it USAID?
Because if we call it USAID, people don't want to cut it so fast?
I don't know.
Because it has the word aid in it, and you're like, hey... It's USAID, and they're like, we're going to cut USAID. And we're like, hey, wait, who are we aiding? But if you say, we're cutting USAID, it's like, yeah, and the IRS and the FBI and the CNCSD and the FAA and the FCC. As long as you give it, like, letters,
then
get rid of it. But if you say it like U.S. help, we're like, wait, why are we cutting help?
I think
people question it more. Is that why?
I don't know, because I think some people like the idea of like, we don't need to be helping everybody. It's America
but
first.
But maybe some people will maybe question it if it said aid.
And I would say that the quote unquote liberal media, at least the media that's been accused of being liberal, they every time I watch, they still refer to it as USAID. And then they say the organization. And I'm like, you would have to explain it if you just said USAID.
Yeah. Anyway,
and
go on
anyhow,
now.
They still seem to call it that. But that was the big thing, right? We're going to cut all this money from USAID. A lot of it's being stolen or wasted or whatever. So there were some pushback from this, just like there will be from other government cuts, attempts at other government cuts. And this made it all the way to the Supreme Court. Some judges said, hey, you cannot block that spending. You don't have the power. That's got to go through Congress or whatever. So it made it all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court came back with their decision. Did they back Trump or not?
Yes.
No, they did not.
They didn't.
Huh? They did not back Trump. And there was a surprising vote in there. One of them that's not so surprising, and the other one a little
more
surprising.
This was a narrow 5-4 ruling, the Supreme Court rejecting the Trump administration's request to freeze nearly $2 billion in spending for foreign aid to contractors who work for the group USAID. It's not clear when the administration is going to have to start spending that money, sending it out. Conservative Chief Justice John Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett, interestingly, joined the liberal justices in this case, ruling against one of President Trump's major efforts to cut federal spending.
So, there you go. The John Roberts thing.
John Roberts thing is not, it's not so surprising.
Kind of like a new Kennedy,
like, I don't really like that guy, but I also feel like he's like...
He takes it very seriously.
He does, and I think, you know, so it's fine. Like, I think he's doing a good job. I also think sometimes he's up there and he's like, yeah, I want to cut it too, but guys, if we just keep rubber stamping everything, then we become part of the problem. Like, I gotta say no to some stuff. Whatever. Sometimes I almost feel he's like, pick three.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna vote against the Republicans. Bang, bang, bang. Because if not, then what is a Supreme Court if it just always votes with the conservatives, never votes with the liberals? Like, it wouldn't work.
Yeah. And that's something that he's been known for a long time, that at least they've said. I don't know if he's said it publicly.
Yeah, he's the one who kept Obamacare going.
Worried about the integrity of the court.
Yeah, I believe that about him.
Knowing that people don't have faith in the Supreme Court, he wants people to have some faith.
So, you know what? Kudos to him.
Yeah, so I think exactly what you're saying. Once in a while, it's almost just like, okay, well, here.
And maybe it's got to be like, in his mind, it's got to be, you know, this has got to be pretty far up. It's got to be pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
So maybe that's why.
For whatever reason.
I can't get inside his head, but... You know, kudos to him. I don't know anything about Amy Barrett Cohen. I thought she was on Saturday Night Live. So,
well, I just remember her. What do they call that?
Sounds like it now. Amy Barrett Cohen
does.
She's a. What was she? Was she like? I mean, I know she was a lawyer. I assume she was a lawyer. Was she like a teacher or something? Maybe I just thought she had a teacher look when she did the when they had those hearings. I thought, I know that they said she was pro-life and that she would be the one who would end Roe v. Wade, overturn Roe v. Wade. She'd be the final vote that they needed. But I do remember thinking, like, she looks like a school teacher. And with that, I think sometimes might come stuff like this.
Right.
Like, oh, they're helping kids in other countries. Not that she is a school teacher, it's that she looked like one.
Okay.
And so in my mind, I think she's maybe got kind of that,
she's got some empathy in her?
Yeah, yeah. You know, a lot of women do.
Put some empathy in her.
Yeah. She's not bad.
I know.
I mean, I'm not saying he's not paying Anderson, but she's not bad. A Florida man, an Orlando, Florida man.
For a smart one.
Yeah, she'd be too smart.
You ain't too ugly for a smart one.
I couldn't hang with her.
Why?
Do you read those things? Or obviously no, but I mean, have you ever read a piece of those things?
I never read it.
When they write their decisions and they publish them, it's just like, okay.
I need you to read your dissent.
We get it. You're smart.
Read your dissent.
Yeah.
Say it again. Say I dissent. I dare you.
Slower. Louder.
Say I dissent.
Florida man goes into a jewelry store in Orlando. He does the thing where he's like, ooh, you know, lay some of this jewelry out for me. I'd like to look at it. Ooh, this diamond necklace or these earrings look nice. So, you know, they take those little, like, velvet pads and they lay them out. I've only ever bought jewelry at TJ Maxx, so I don't know this. But I've seen it in movies where they put the little velvet pad out and they lay the nice jewelry out. And, like, what do you think? And it's under those fancy lights. And while it's laying there... There's video of this. I watched it. He just swipes it, grabs it, right? Okay, I'm going to grab this stuff. I'm going to run. But the, I think, really genius part of this is that as soon as he runs out the store, he eats it. He swallows it. Mm. They can't catch me now. I've swallowed the jewelry, right? Somehow it didn't work. I mean, they caught him. They knew it was him. And somehow they knew to take an x-ray. I mean, I'd be looking all over for that jewelry, but they took the x-ray. You can see the jewelry.
Florida man facing charges after police say he swallowed stolen jewelry worth about $750,000. Surveillance video shows the suspect sitting inside a Tiffany & Company store. You can see the guy grab several items, and then he runs. He was arrested in the mall parking lot, and that's when they say he swallowed the jewelry. X-ray images actually show the jewelry inside his stomach. Police said he pulled off a similar robbery back in 2022.
Not his first rodeo. So what do they do in that case? Do they wait Or do they say, you know what, we don't want this, we're going to have the insurance deal with it?
No, I'm sure they wait.
And then they clean it?
But yeah.
Then do they have to tell this next buyer, like, hey, this was crapped out?
No.
No?
No.
Really? They just
don't tell
it?
Them that the diamond was mined by 100 African
That's true.
Kids and they killed them afterwards.
That's true.
A diamond's a diamond, baby.
That's
doesn't
true.
Matter whose ass it came out of or who died for it.
I thought maybe it would be like the realtor thing where they say, you know, just so you know, a lot of people have been murdered in this house or whatever, which I still don't know if realtors actually have to do that or not. There's been some back and forth on whether or not realtors have
I'm
to.
I'm just trying to think how you get away with it now. You steal those things. And
you
what?
Run, you eat
Put
it.
Put them all in a bag and have that bag filled with something so they couldn't see in it. You know what I mean?
Like if you ate the bag? Is that what you're
right.
saying?
Right, so you put all the diamonds in a bag and have that bag
like,
sealed
like
up with
a lead. Yeah, so it's got to be right. covered in lead. Mm-hmm. You want a little lead bag and just swallow that.
Yeah.
If you can get that out. I don't know. If it, you're talking about $750,000, maybe you can find one of those like backroom surgeons. You know, you cut him in on it and they just cut it out of there, stitch you up, boom.
Yeah, but the cops get the x-ray. Yeah, I mean later?
Yeah,
I mean,
later. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you had the lead bag thing, because I don't know how about passing the lead bag would be the problem, you know. Yeah, I feel like Steve-O could figure out a way to do it. You know, throw it up or something, one of those jackass guys. But I don't know.
I had a nickel for every lead bag I've passed.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't been to the dentist in a while. I should probably go. I think that's the last time I had one of those lead bags thrown on me. I don't like the x-rays. Mm. Like, hey, just take a look around in there. Why you can't see? Mm. If you need my dental records, someone already has them because they already took x-rays before I was old enough to consent to say no. Yeah, that's and you, when they find nothing but my bottom jaw in the woods 50 years from now, and they go, oh, we think this is that serial killer.
I'd have to match it to that lady's breast.
Right, exactly. They go, yep, this is him. They're just going to use those old x-rays. So stop taking x-rays. I'll tell you where it hurts. You take a look with your little mirror and tell me if there's a hole in my tooth and fix it. South Korea and the United States were doing some of their military exercises, their shows of force, you know, that they sure. do. Every so often they want North Korea to know, we're ready. We're ready. And unfortunately this time, boy, I mean, we've all screwed up at our jobs before. And I'm sure you've had something that was just devastatingly embarrassing because your coworkers saw you do it or your coworkers heard about you doing it or whatever. And everyone has those moments. But I can't think of one much worse than this because they're doing these military exercises. One of the things they're doing is the South Korean fighter jets are flying over these military, you know, fake military targets. They're practice targets. And they're going to bomb with real bombs these practice targets. But one of the pilots for one of these airplanes, he put the wrong coordinates in, uh-huh. I guess, his Google Maps or whatever, his Apple Maps, I'm not sure. And he bombed civilians during these exercises. And there's some video. I mean, one of these bombs went off right next to this car. I can't believe last I heard, no one was dead. There was like 15 people injured and some of them critically. But the bomb that one of these bombs just lands right on this building. He says wrong coordinates. I feel like he just looked down and thought, that's the spot.
It was a mistake that came dangerously close to being deadly from the South Korean military overnight. It happened during training for joint exercises with the U.S. military involving live fire drills. Eight bombs were accidentally dropped from South Korean fighter jets on a civilian village about 20 miles from the North Korean border. They were supposed to hit a training range, but left 15 people with injuries. Two of them are in serious condition.
You know, I get it. It's practice. And he says, like, sorry, wrong coordinates. But is that the sort of thing where you're like, well, okay, do better next time, yeah. or are you done? I don't know how the military works, but...
Oh, you're in trouble.
For screwing up that bad,
I think you got to go to... take you to court-martial.
Really?
And they judge you by the Uniform Code of Military Justice, I think.
Oh, so he might
not have... The UCMJ, I think they used against me at my captain's mast.
So he probably won't fly again?
You, my son, have violated UCMJ code, blah, 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 blah.
You dropped eight bombs on civilians and
yeah,
just said,
I
oops.
Think you're getting in trouble, man.
I would think so. I guess he'll probably never fly again. So you're saying he might even go to jail, huh?
You know, the brig.
Yeah, their jail, whatever.
The brig, yeah.
I still want more updates from that American guy who a couple years ago, whatever that was, summer before last, ran across the border into North Korea.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they brought him back. He went to court, or he was supposed to go to court in Texas at the military base there. I think he did, and he got in trouble.
I want
to know what happened while you were up there. Did they offer you
the
a role in movies?
Role. Yeah.
Yes, please, speak to us.
Church of Laszlo.
So I'm going to just point out there's a lot of ladies who watch us on Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo. I didn't know that.
They're undercover. You can't right. tell by their name.
Their screen names. I know. I never know, and I just assume it's dorky dudes. You know.
Yeah, me too.
But
I have no idea. But ladies, I'll go to Denny's later and f- each and every one of you.
Go for it, man.
And there they go.
I believe them. They're going to Denny's?
I think they're off the Twitch now.
Oh, sure.
We ran
I've
all
turned
off.
Them off.
I seriously, they're here. They're already here
because
right.
they're trying
right.
to get that no, Denny's.
Exactly.
If that's why they're
I'm telling
undercover.
You, all of them.
Yes, they've been coming back this long.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that sent you those messages. It's the same people. When's the last time you got laid? Snow cone?
It's been a while.
I don't buy
it. It has. It's been a while. I was thinking last night, like, I got to get laid.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe him?
It really has been.
I think like 2 weeks.
No, I think it's been longer. He's been kind of depressed and wallowing in alcoholism for a while.
That's when he gets laid, though.
I know, but then he lives with his mom, so he's got to go somewhere.
Right.
That makes it troubling.
It does.
Makes it harder. Like, hey, you want to meet somewhere? He has to take him out and, like, go to a bar or something and date for at least once.
There.
I think women like that he takes care of his mom. They judge men by how well they take care of their mothers.
Right. He doesn't take care of his mom. His mother takes care of him.
I take care of her. That's why I moved in.
She's happy and healthy and horny.
I moved in to take care of her.
Okay. What's wrong with
her? Her throat hurts.
You know.
And why is she trying to kick you out?
She had shoulder surgery.
Why is she trying to kick you out?
She's not.
Jesus, man.
She's not all there all the time.
How dare you?
She gets confused.
How dare you?
That's why I moved in, to help take care of her. Goodness.
Don't make fun of that. Sometimes she gets confused. She forgets who he is, you know. Get out of here. Get out of my house. You know, obviously she doesn't know who he is in that moment.
She's getting older. You know, signs of dementia.
Yeah. She's like, how old are you?
Right.
He's like, I'm only 17. She's like, Jesus Christ, you got to move out.
Food that looks like people that sells for money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's more valuable, food that looks like people that sells for money, or if you can get religious people to flock to you, if it's like the crying Virgin Mary statue, I feel like that's a good one. The Jesus toast. I mean, people like some devout people actually line up to see that stuff, and I've seen stories about people paying money to get a picture with it or just going to touch it or whatever. So I don't know. I'm trying to think. One of these could be good. The thing with the food, you got to find something that actually looks like something that people care about. But the crying Virgin Mary, you just fake that. Let's put a little water dropper in there and bloop, bloop. And then I'll start crying. I'll post it on YouTube. It's a miracle. And we're done.
I like miracles.
See, like, I would have missed this one because I don't know Pokemon.
Pokemon.
So I wouldn't have even known that this hot Cheeto looked exactly like...
Snorlax?
To something... Well, they're calling it Cheetozard.
Got it.
The
Charizard.
Charizard. Yes, thank you, Charizard. Look up a picture of this. Look up Cheetozard and just see a picture. It is just a little hot flaming Cheeto that does sort of look like Charizard.
That's what I call your mom.
$88,000 they got for this thing.
Get your kids' bag of hot Cheetos. This particular Cheeto, shaped like the beloved Pokemon Charizard, has sold at auction for a total cost of $87,840.
That's pretty
cool. It's a 3-inch long flaming hot Cheeto plastered on a customized Pokemon card and encapsulated in a clear card storage box.
That's the thing. You got to put it in one of those cases that makes it look collectible, and then people know it's worth something. That's the thing. You can't just be going around town with the Cheeto in your hand.
What's that potato chip look like?
And these are all round. I'll keep an eye out. I don't know. Look for some abnormal ones. Here, this one's got a cut in it. See, it's just, it's tough. I mean, what do you say? Robert Duvall, maybe?
Maybe.
A little bit, like the little spot on the head? I'm not sure. $88,000 for a Cheeto? I'd retire. I'd retire and buy my mom a house.
I don't know you could do that.
What do you mean?
I don't know that's enough money.
Not $8,000, $88,000. It was like 87 and change.
Yeah.
You can do a lot with that.
No, that's true.
I mean, I know you're trying to buy in Leawood next to Carl Peterson or whatever, but you can live other places.
No, I know. I just don't know where you can live for.
I'll find you a house for less than that today. I'll find it.
You want your mother to live in?
It'd be paid for.
No, that's
fair. Know, easier for her to get around to a smaller place so she doesn't have to try and go up and down the stairs and all that stuff. You know, be easier to clean.
That's nice.
All those things. And then, but it can't be the full 88 because I want to retire too. So I need to keep at least 30, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I could make that work. We've been over this. Make it work. Koberger, he's the guy that killed all those people.
He did not.
Brutally murdered all those college kids.
Allegedly.
Being railroaded.
Allegedly.
No, I'm saying he did it, though.
Shoddy police work.
Okay, you believe that, but right now it's alleged.
Yeah, but I mean, come on.
Yeah. So, I mean,
he's innocent.
You.
Just look at the guy.
I want justice for Coburn.
Just look at him.
Sure. I belong to that subreddit.
The evidence may
not
be there.
The only two I look at are ours and Justice for Coburn.
Hmm.
The thing is, there is a subreddit called that. So
Justice for
Coburn?
He's
telling the truth. Yeah.
Yeah, I go there.
Yeah.
How many people are on there?
I don't know.
A lot.
I'm on there.
You're on there?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I follow a bunch of them.
Well, does justice, could that mean, like, you know, if he did it, then the justice would be, okay.
He needs to get justice served to him, right?
No. Yeah, justice served, which means go home.
Yeah.
You didn't do this.
Go back to classes for your criminal law or whatever it was that you were taking. And he seems the kind of guy who probably hosted a lot of parties with friends. Don't you get that impression? Like a guy who probably...
You don't have to make fun of him.
I'm not.
He's getting railroaded by the United States government.
Hey, I don't like that. You know I don't like
right.
that.
Right, and you're all like, he's guilty. Guilty, guilty, guilty.
I'm just saying they've been telling me on the news that he's
wrong. You guys are both like all the time, all cops are bastards. Kill Coburger.
Whoa! I will not let the cop thing stand. I back the blue. I watch more copaganda than anyone in this room combined.
I want to have a fair trial. And a presumption of innocence.
Good.
In the court of law.
And I back the blue. Are we clear on that?
Sure. Fine, whatever.
Name any copaganda show on TV. I've seen them all many times. It's my favorite subgenre of true crime. Soko knows that about me. Anyhow, Coburger, the bunch of stuff got released, and it turns out he didn't do it.
No.
Well, I mean, it looks like he didn't do it now. Yeah, because one of the victims, she's got, you know, DNA under her fingernails. That's what you look for when someone's killed. They always scrape the fingernails to see if they've got DNA, because a lot of times the victim obviously will scratch or try and push back at the attacker. And they found DNA from multiple subjects under her fingernails, but they don't know whose it is.
She lives in a house with like five people, and his was not excluded. So
under her fingernails, she was scratching people's backs.
The defense is trying to suppress that, by the way.
What?
That there was multiple people under her fingernails.
They were trying to suppress other DNA evidence.
The defense
because,
is trying to get that thrown
well, that's
out
not how I took
because
that.
It doesn't exclude him.
That's not how I took that.
What does that mean, exclude him?
He was not excluded from being one of
well,
those.
Like
one
was I.
Right.
Well, I don't know if they were tested for you.
I know, but I'm just saying, I mean, if he's
you
not
would
it
have
said,
been excluded.
But it doesn't say that it, you know, that not exclude doesn't mean that his DNA was there.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
You see what I'm saying?
Just saying, they can't prove that it is.
Yeah, they can't prove that it is, but he's not excluded.
And there's other people's
millions
anyway.
Of people. Like, okay, sure. Maybe not me, but millions of people would be, well, we can't exclude them.
Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah.
That's reasonable doubt right there. Well, can you include him? Because if you can't include him, then you got to let him walk. If the glove doesn't fit, acquit. We can't exclude him. Well, can you include him? Because if you can't include him,
we
then
can include
let's
his
go.
DNA
if you can't include,
sheet,
free the dude.
What about his DNA on the knife sheet that was left
oh,
there?
Jesus Christ, back
we've
to
been
this
over
planted
and over
evidence.
And over
planted
this.
Evidence.
Yeah. They found no DNA on that knife sheet
they
at first.
Did.
And they sent it to a bunch of labs.
And then
no,
later they're like, oh, we did.
About that. We
well,
like
no, Newsweek was wrong. Newsweek was wrong about that, apparently.
No, you guys were wrong about that.
No, Newsweek was wrong about it because the article clearly said, the first place said, we got nothing. Then they sent it to another lab.
Found it.
Found what?
The DNA.
That's not what Newsweek said. I trust Newsweek over
send me information that says Newsweek's wrong.
Yeah, I want to see where they were.
Hey, hold on. Just send me the information.
Okay.
I don't need to
I'll
hear from
it.
You.
Okay.
Find that information.
Okay.
So a new twist in this case involving DNA evidence in a redacted filing. Lawyers for Brian Coburger say DNA from three unidentified individuals was found under victim Madison Mogan's nails. The defense claiming that independent testing they did eliminated Coburger as one of those individuals. They say their client is innocent and argue the DNA test results were inconclusive and therefore should be excluded at trial over concerns that it would mislead the jury.
Okay, I don't understand. Can I play that second part again there?
No.
Because I'm a little confused based on what Snoke was saying.
Testing they did eliminated Coburger.
So they're saying the testing they did eliminated Coburger.
I've read it was inconclusive.
You read a lot of things, apparently.
I'll find that, too.
They said that it eliminated
as one of those individuals. They say their client is innocent and argue the DNA test results were inconclusive and therefore should be excluded at trial over concerns that it would mislead the jury.
I am confused by that whole thing now.
Yeah.
Because they said excluded, and then they said it's inconclusive, so they want it excluded. Yeah,
well, maybe it excluded him, but didn't give anybody else.
But they but defense would love that if they say, "Who are these other people? We need to find these other people." That, you know, you don't have to say who did.
Hey,
it.
Hey, I watch a lot of Lincoln Lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to solve the case for you.
That's right.
I just have to let you know that there are others. There should be other suspects.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, there's three people underneath.
So
those
why would
nails.
The defense say we don't want any of this DNA evidence under the nails talked about if there's other people under there? Seems weird that they would say, hey, don't talk about the other people's DNA under the nails. Right? I mean, that's what they were saying, that they wanted that DNA evidence excluded.
Yes, the defense indicates that the comparison to Koberger's DNA was inconclusive. That's from the Daily Mail, and that's from his defense team.
Okay, well, so you still think he did it?
Part of it was redacted, too, so we don't really know a ton of stuff.
You still think he did it?
I believe so, but he deserves a fair trial, obviously.
Mm. Doesn't seem like you believe that. You say it.
Well,
you
I wouldn't have service, a fair trial.
But all you talk about is how guilty he is, and the trial hadn't even started yet. Just because the guy puts
I'm allowed to say
the guy
that.
Puts on latex gloves.
Yeah, he deserves a fair
to
trial.
Take the trash out.
He
maybe there's gross stuff in the trash.
In a court of law,
he puts the stuff that he's touched in Ziploc baggies and puts those Ziploc baggies in the trash with gloves on.
Right.
Maybe the guy is a germaphobe.
Sure.
Maybe he, you know, had something
sure.
that's stinky in there or whatever.
All right. So now listen to you guys with your sarcasm. You guys, okay.
I'm saying
so everybody who puts on rubber gloves is a suspect.
That's what I'm saying.
You put on rubber gloves all the time. Stick your finger.
I knew he was going to say that. I knew it.
The Church of Laszlo.
So remember the other day, I don't remember, Thursday, Friday, something like that last week, they announced Firefest 2
oh, yeah.
is happening.
Who was playing?
We all know about Firefest 1, and they said we don't have any acts booked yet.
They got them now? Drake?
Well, at least one person I saw has said that he's playing.
Yeah, who's that?
Antonio Brown.
I love it, man.
Antonio Brown says
his redemption arc is my favorite thing in the world, man.
Says that he's been booked. If you're not familiar,
ESPN is just fabulous.
The former
I nominated you for Cracker of the Day twice.
That's what he said. Yeah.
No, I did it for you. I nominated.
Well,
you.
Yeah, because that's yeah. He said Cracker of the Day on his.
That's his thing.
Social. I know. I'm just saying, like, in case people don't know who Antonio Brown is. Like, you don't normally call me a cracker, but. Once Antonio Brown started throwing it around. Then
no, because you vote for people to be the Cracker of the Day. Then, right. then you win an award, like
yeah.
an Oscar.
Yeah.
And I
yeah.
nominated you yeah. for Cracker of the Day.
Yeah. He's a former Steelers superstar. I mean, he's a superstar, right?
Yeah.
I would say he's absolutely a superstar. And now he's a rapper. So apparently a pretty good one. I haven't listened to much Antonio really. Brown. I saw a clip on social media and it sounded like a rapper to me. I don't know. I don't know if he's the only person that's booked. He's the only person that I've heard. The day the tickets went on sale, they had no artists. So we're moving in the right direction. But then get this. Remember, the guy who puts on Firefest,
mm-hmm.
he went to prison for that first one, Billy McFarland,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, he defrauded people, they said. People got down there. There were no acts performing. The luxury cabanas or whatever that they paid for turned out to be FEMA yeah. tents. People had to eat cheese sandwiches. It was a huge disaster. They got stuck down there. I don't think anybody really had a good time. So he, you know, they made two documentaries about it at least, and then he ended up going to jail, and he gets out, and he says, I'm going to do it again, and this time I'm doing it right. Now, when I told you about it the other day, he'd just done an interview to networks saying, listen, this time around, I've got the people in place that you need.
Sure.
I've got, like, concert people, promoters, and vendors, and all this stuff. I've got people who are investing in this, and it's going to be a big huge success story this time around. It's happening on this island in Mexico, and the tickets are on sale. Well, so all that happens, and the tickets go on sale, but then there is a guy who is a representative of this part of Mexico, this island. Mm-hmm. I think he's in charge of tourism, some sort of tourism lead. I don't know what he is, but he works for the Department of Tourism down there.
Mm-hmm.
And he specifically works for this the part of this island where they're supposed to have this concert. Now, I saw overhead shots of the island. It looks pretty small. It's not like a huge place. I mean, big enough that you could do a concert for sure. But it's not massive or anything. Anyhow, he catches wind of this and he says, I have no idea what you're talking about. No one has asked me to do a concert on this island. And I thought, is he really going to try and do this a second time? Is that even possible?
First, Fire 2 is real. Second, we have incredible partners leading the festival.
This includes an incredible production team in Mexico.
But that's news to the small Mexican island of Isla Mujeres off the coast of Cancun, where McFarland says the festival is supposed to take place.
The tourism director of the island telling The Guardian, this is an event that does not exist. It's very strange because any manager knows if you're going to hold an event, let alone a massive event, you need municipal authorization.
This is an event that doesn't exist. It is very strange because
I'm sure
anyone
he'll get
would.
It.
You think so?
Of course.
But wait a second, Lazo. Why would he choose the spot without the spot having already said, yeah, you can do it here?
Because it's gorgeous. And you know what? Money talks, and he's going to be selling tickets for $1,200.
Well, right, but I don't know how many tickets he sold. But
AB's going to be there?
Yes, that'll help.
Yeah.
But
would you go to see AB?
I'm not going to pay $3,000 or whatever to go see him.
Yeah, but
no.
You know, $500?
No. I would pay $20 to see AB play. If they said he's playing at the Record Bar or something. If someone gives me a ride, I don't want to drive and all that. And I'd have to have nothing else going on. And maybe it has to be a weekend. I don't know on a weekend. Now, I might not go see him, actually. I might not. But I'd be interested. If he was performing in the break room right now, I would stand up and walk down the hallway to catch a glimpse of AB performing in the break room for sure. But Lazo, come on. If you've got this representative from this island saying, no one's talked to us about this. There's been no approval for this. This is very strange. I mean, he's literally saying there is no event. There's no event planned. And this is supposed to happen in May.
I know. It's bad. But
is he going to do
anything
again?
Going on, I would say this is not going to happen and it's fraud. But Antonio Brown, I quote him now, be there or be square. So, I mean, if AB says it's happening, it's probably happening.
I understand that there are scammers out there, and I understand the idea of scammers trying the same scam twice. Maybe it's all they know. You know, they scam your grandma out of money, and then they get caught, and they get told for one, and they get out of jail, and they start scamming people again. They just can't help it. Maybe they steal cars, whatever it is. But this is such a public scam, so public that they made Netflix and Hulu documentaries about it. The people recognize the guy. They know his name. And just the fact that he announced this, that fact alone was news strictly because the first one was such a disaster and he went to prison for it. Not because people are so excited about the potential that Firefest has to be an awesome festival. There's tons of music festivals.
Sure.
This is a news story because this guy went to prison for scamming people. Is he really going to try and do it again?
It appears he is.
Or do you think that he really believes, again, maybe he believed the first time and believes now, that he can make this happen? And he's so delusional that he decided to go ahead and do these interviews, put these tickets on sale, and think to himself, I'll figure it out as I get closer. Because that's the way that you and I would do a lot of things in
life.
But even you and I wouldn't do a concert that way.
No, you'd have to get the permits.
We'd have to have something in place. We'd have to have some artists booked. We'd have to have...
Now, he says he's got the artist. Don't you worry about it.
But he doesn't say who they are. He says he's getting the artists. And he hasn't said who they are. Antonio Brown's the only one I've seen.
He says there are performers, and they'll be announced professionally in due time. But when pressed for just one name or even a hint, his clue was cryptic, saying she's a current DJ who will be leading a whale shark excursion by day and then hitting the stage at night.
So you're going to charge all this money, and it's going to be a DJ?
You get a whale shark excursion, too.
Hmm. Maybe it's Stephanie from Full House. I think she was a DJ on that show. Mm. I don't know a lot about DJs, or what is that called? Is that like, I call it techno. I don't think you're supposed to call it techno, but what dance music, right? It's like dance music. They say we're going to have a DJ. And I know DJs can sell a lot of tickets, and there's very famous DJs out there, so
yeah, right.
Maybe he's
sounds
got
good.
Someone.
I would like a DJ to wrap up the night at Firefest out there on the beach. It'd be fun.
Well,
I don't even like DJs, and it sounds like the right thing to do there.
Yeah, it does fit. It's very fitting with like kind of his personality and how they've tried to sell this thing, that it would be some sort of a dance party. I mean, AB coming out there and warming up the crowd, right? Or maybe he's going to headline. I don't know. Maybe the DJ's there to warm up the crowd, and then AB headlines the whole thing. I don't think Coachella's ever been able to book AB, that I recall.
Oh, no.
So, you know, it's not nothing. It's not nothing. The problem is, the place he's supposed to do it says it's not happening. And I just am so fascinated.
Oh, somebody
his.
Said the DJ's Hawk Tua.
Mm.
That would be. All right, would you start to pay now
no.
if it was AB and Hawk Tua?
Not thousands of dollars, no.
I'm getting closer.
Again, if Hawk Tua was doing a show locally...
DJ Hawk Tua.
If she was doing it locally, yeah. I'd go. I would even drive out to, like, Lawrence, okay, for that. So I'd drive farther and be more interested than AB. But I'm not going to buy plane tickets and fly somewhere to see
Hawk
Tua.
But what if it was Hawk Tua and AB?
Yeah, no. Well,
someone else is going to be announced soon, but as of right now, it looks like Hawk Tua and
AB.
Hold on.
Is the Hawk Tua thing real?
Yeah.
Says who? Someone on Twitch?
Says me.
Or did you see it somewhere?
It said, give us our guesses for who you think the DJ will be, and so I decided I'd think it's Hawk Tua.
Oh, so it's your guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'd like to start.
Somebody said DJ Diesel, Shaq's going to be there.
Okay.
Right, so now, Shaq, AB, and Hawk Tua.
Just doesn't
so far.
Sound like what he's been advertising.
Would you go if it was Shaq, AB, and Hawk? Now, you got to remember, it's also a vacation.
I know.
Like, it's not like you're paying $3,000 to fly to Des Moines to see this.
I understand.
You're going to the beach in Mexico. You may just go there anyway and spend that money.
Except
for vacation.
Except that I think that this guy is supposed to, just like he did last time, a lot of these accommodations are supposed to be set up by him. Like these cabana-type things, you know, the expensive VIP tickets. And based on what happened last time, I don't know how people would have a whole lot of confidence. I'm sure people have bought tickets. How many people do you think have bought tickets to this? I'm guessing if you're rich, just because of the notoriety the first one got, maybe that's enough for some people to buy tickets to this just to see what happens. If they can totally afford it and they can afford to take a loss if it never happens. But the guy from the island said, what are you talking about? No one has said this. And it's happening in May.
Probably a corrupt Mexican official trying to get bribes. That's what I think.
He's trying to milk more money
out of my guy Billy.
He said nobody told us about this.
Yeah,
I'm sure the press went to him.
He said like this. He'd make his hands like this a little. Give me the money sign.
You know, maybe
nobody told us about this.
Maybe I think there's a chance we're going to watch this guy do the exact same thing again, which is kind of crazy, but also kind of awesome because it's such a big scam. If it is a
baby
scam.
Bunnies says it sounds like a good honeymoon for you
to go to Fire Fest. It's like in a month. I mean, it's not very far. He's got to hurry up. That's the other thing. You only got a couple months left. It's March already.
He's got Shaq Diesel. He's got Hawk Tua and AB.
Shaq Diesel, Hawk Tua, and AB.
Yeah, that's a pretty good lineup.
And I guess a few people might spend $1,500 to go see. Hawk Tua's got a headline. Hawk Tua's got a headline.
I want to see Hawk Tua and Shaq Diesel do something together.
And that's the thing. If he can arrange that, he doesn't need any other artist. Because everyone's wanted to see that for the last however many months since the world was introduced to her.
Yeah, they want
so
to see.
So if he could make a promise of that.
That Hawk Tua and Shaq are going to do what you think they're going to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll go.
I would go too.
I'll be there with you.
The Church of Laszlo.
This isn't like an inspirational show, I don't think. We don't.
This one?
Yeah, we don't try and be inspirational.
Weird.
I mean, sometimes it happens,
I
right?
I we're inspirational.
Speak for yourself.
I'm just saying, we're not one of those shows that tries to tell everybody you can do whatever you put your mind to, and just look at this person and all the success
again,
that they've had.
Speak for yourself. I feel like we are.
When do we do that? When
all
do we
time.
Do that?
Also does that
we
every
just talk
day.
About wanting to see Hawk Tua. Hawk Tua Shaq. I mean, that's.
Well, that's inspirational.
Yeah, how is that not inspirational?
That's optimistic.
Put your mind to it. You can afford tickets to get out there and see
yeah.
it.
I don't know.
And
that's inspirational.
What
okay, well, maybe you're right.
And we're talking about Hawk Tua. All you got to do is that.
Yeah.
Right.
All you
got to
do is talk about Hawk Tua, and that's inspirational.
Well, you could be Hawk Tua.
Yeah, that's true.
If you try.
Yeah. You could.
Lazo is the most inspirational person I know.
Thank you.
Snowcone totally got beat to that Hawk Tua thing. That should have been you.
Yeah, because he's been for years.
I know. And given advice and everything
don't
else.
Do the sound.
It should have been you.
That's been
should
Snowcone
been
forever.
That's not Hawk Tua.
Your mom would have been really proud of you.
And also, why the Hawk? You know what? Like, Tua's fine.
What?
And it's like a little.
He thinks the Hawk.
If she just
Tua.
Said Tua.
Yeah.
She wouldn't be
just,
famous.
Just
you got to say,
Hawk. I'll take Hawk Tua 86 to Hawk, all right?
Why? She's got
That's what I'm saying. That's what's the difference between him and her.
That's why he never
she
made it.
She did it with passion. Yep. He went,
I don't need a loogie.
He's a little.
No. Why is she hawking? I don't need the Hawk.
All right. That's why you're a little spitter.
86 to Hawk.
The little train that could. That's him.
Yeah. He could do just enough. That's that. The little train that could do just enough.
Saying.
Hawk Tua went above and beyond. Anyhow, I have an inspirational story for you. And it may accidentally be funny as well. I don't know. I'll share it with you in just a second.
The Church of Laszlo.
Hello.
Hello.
You gotta sign in.
I don't like to sign in.
Well, it stops if you don't do it. I wasn't doing that earlier.
If I sign in, then when my nephew comes over to use YouTube,
well,
he'll
hasn't seen something like that before.
I don't want him to know that that's what
he's
I use YouTube for.
Man. Hmm? He's a grown ass man.
He's 13. Also, he doesn't need to know that that's what I use YouTube for.
He's seen that before.
I get that he's seen it. What he doesn't need is to open up YouTube at my house and then go, hey, here's some recommended videos for you, and it's all, you know, girls rubbing their pantyhose together. I'm afraid he'll think less of me.
What? And maybe he'll think more of you.
Maybe he'll be scared of me. Maybe. I don't know. You know? It just, if he sees that stuff on his own time.
Not now and see if they keep doing it.
Well, that's what I kept saying was not now. And, oh, see? There you go. What do you think?
I don't like it. I need to have high heels on.
I know. There was one. I don't know what happened to the one where they had high heels on. But
I like that. They're just rubbing their feet against each other.
I know.
I like that. Weirdos.
I know.
There you go. There you go. I like her.
Okay, there you go.
Whoa.
Oh, it's a slideshow for you.
She looks like she should be on.
She's on a
Food Network. She looks like she's like a real hot lady who cooks well.
All these girls are on a website called Only Tees. There's only opaque, only, I don't remember, they break it down, but it's only tees, I think, is all these girls. I recognize those girls anywhere.
Man, do I like pantyhose.
Anyhow, remember Jim the Nub Abbott? Remember him?
Yeah, the pitcher.
I wrote a paper about him in school. Yeah. He pitched with one hand.
He did.
Pitched a no-hitter.
Yeah, and to field, he would pitch with it on his little nub hand and then switch it back over the other one.
He rested the glove on the nub, and they could really quickly grab it from the nub.
Mm-hmm.
And have it back on his working hand.
Yeah.
He was a great ball player. Lazo couldn't watch him because Lazo has this.
Well, it's only had a nub covered.
Right, but he didn't half the time.
No, I know.
And so Lazo couldn't watch him. But I've explained to Lazo. I tried to tell Lazo, like, he was a good player. I watched him play, and Lazo said, I've heard that he's good. Just couldn't watch it. I don't know what that fear is called. Fear of different people.
I'm sure it's like, well, no.
You just don't like.
My brain kicks in and says, oh, scary.
Yeah, scary.
Like, you don't want that to happen to you.
Well, he was born that way.
I know, but my brain's not as evolved as yours. It's okay. The same reason why I can't eat cilantro. I'm just not evolved.
I can't eat cilantro either.
It just tastes like soap to me. Man, but I know, people love it.
I don't know how you were eating that salsa in here the other day, because I tried a bite of that, and it was all cilantro. Yeah.
I'm not very evolved. That's
what people always say, but...
That's so good.
It ain't. To us, it's not. And, you know, they say it's 7%. I've met so many people, it's got to be higher than that. I think there's more and more.
I know a lot of people like that.
Anyway, when you think about sports, when you think about competitive sports, when you think about, man, that's a sport that's hard to get into, there's probably a lot.
God damn, man.
What? Back to the car guy
again.
I'm sorry.
Fix it.
I'm sorry. The videos are only so long.
I'm not watching this idiot fix carburetors all day.
I didn't choose for him to come on. I don't know what's going on, and I don't know why it won't. Uh-oh, never mind. Those look like teenagers. Never mind.
Wait,
go back to what? No, wait, this is good. This is like an actual channel.
What was the teenagers thing?
They were like kids, Lazo.
I didn't see it.
It was some sort of TikTok
on YouTube.
It was TikTok outfits, and
I don't trust him to say
it. It said TikTok outfits, so I think they can have that.
We don't know that.
I saw the picture look like she was 13. We don't need to be playing that after what we've been talking about in here. So here, watch this Russian guy, if he hasn't been banned. God damn it! He's been banned because of the war. We put an embargo on all this stuff. This is making me so angry. There you go. You can watch these girls. So, competitive sports.
Yeah.
I just talked about this yesterday. You know how hard it is to compete at a collegiate level, right? If you said if you play in college, any sport in college, that's impressive because it's hard to play in college. And, doesn't matter what school you go to. Doesn't matter what sport you play. I think you said softball yesterday.
Well, man, if you play any sports in college, you're a stud.
Yes.
No doubt about it.
And I know one of the things that you've said is, you know, probably one of the most competitive sports is girls' basketball. And girls' basketball at a collegiate level.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot
It's very competitive.
It's extremely competitive.
It's not exciting to watch, but it's competitive.
Yeah. Well, so that's why this is an inspirational story.
In the same way. Forget it.
What were you going to say?
Oh, nothing. Nothing.
What were you going
nothing.
To say?
Nothing.
Say it.
Say it's competitive in as much as the Special Olympics are competitive.
Great.
Well, it's fun to watch. I mean, it's not like they're playing in the NBA, but it's fun to watch.
Yes. So you're saying that that's what college women's basketball is like?
In the same sense. You know what I mean? Like Little League, you know, T-ball. It's fun to watch, competitive, but, you know, it's not good.
Well,
it's not good sports. I should have went with the T-ball reference, but the first thing that came to mind was Special Olympics. And I apologize. I tried to stop, but you made me.
I don't think you'll compare it to Special Olympics when I explain that this is women's college Division III basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You think that's not fun to watch? You're telling me that women's Division III college basketball, that if that came on, if you're flipping channels on Saturday, you're going to skip past it?
I would watch. I'm being honest. If we're just being honest now, women's sports, I would watch, like, you know, the normal stuff that women are great at, you know.
Yeah.
That are better than men at, like gymnastics or whatever, you know. You watch that if it's on. Softball is fun to watch, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Rowing. Rowing. I like women's rowing.
But not D3 basketball?
I don't know that I would stop to watch D3 basketball.
Okay.
But I may stop to watch D3 women's softball. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I wouldn't tell the difference, you know. I wouldn't be able to go like these girls.
Yeah, you're
so
right.
Much less
maybe
competitive.
Yeah, but
than
I probably know like the school name. You know what I mean? I'd be like, oh, this is, you
true.
Know, kind of know.
True. Because I'm not. Do you know Lesley University? I'm not familiar with Lesley University. It doesn't look like anybody.
Thank
is.
You, Counselor Page. She's, you know, the voice of reason behind me. I'm a big fan of hers. She has said he's not being rude. All he's saying is the difference between competitive and fun to watch.
Right.
Yeah.
Counselor Page also the other day told me that I could probably get my CDL by reminding the government that I'm mentally disabled, and she was being serious. She was trying to help me out. She said, "Don't go pay for it. The government has programs to help people like you." She wasn't being funny. She sent me the stuff I needed to do to fill out. I'll take advantage of it. You know, that's fine. But I want to tell you an inspirational story about
that's
a girl
funny.
Named.
I didn't know she said that.
I want to tell you an inspirational story about a girl named Bailey Daniels. She has made history, Laszlo. You know why? She plays basketball, college. D3 basketball.
She's a good basketball player. Everything I said, like, I'm being honest. Again, I'll say it again. I don't care. I mean, obviously, D1, you're more of a stud than you are if you're playing NIAI. But
well, maybe she didn't want to be far
but,
from home.
But anywhere you go and play college sports, you are a stud, male or female.
Well, this girl made a shot recently during a game, and her teammates were fist pumping in the air. They jumped up from the bench to cheer her on, to celebrate because she made this shot, because Bailey has one arm, and she plays college basketball
awesome.
With one arm. Now, that's pretty good.
It
right?
is impressive. Not very common to see somebody with one arm playing basketball. I think there's probably about two or three of us in the collegiate level. From
really?
What I believe and from other people have told me, I am the first Division III women's collegiate basketball player to make a basket in a game. The first time,
what were the other ones, Division II and Division
I,
or were they
the
lower
ball
than
it
that?
Went in,
I really
it
don't know. I thought it was odd when she said that there's only one or two others.
Maybe
I thought, who were
score?
They? Who? Yeah,
maybe
they
didn't score. Like they
played a lot of defense or something?
The first time when I shot the ball and it went in, it was...
Oh, sorry, I cut off there, but I think she said it was enough to make a girls basketball team. Whatever. She scored with one arm,
awesome.
Right? That's
like,
pretty
I know we're having
pretty
fun
good.
At your ladies' expense, and I
no, we talked about Jim Abbott earlier.
Right, but I'm just saying that to play basketball with one arm...
That ain't easy.
I can't make a shot with two arms.
Me neither.
And then go... The
dribbling?
They're all the same. Like, the nets are the same.
Yes. There's no way.
There's no way.
Especially,
I have a really hard time making a basket. I'm really bad at basketball.
Especially if I'm going up against...
Yes,
a team of
arms.
D3 girls
with two arms.
College, with two arms. I mean, forget about it. I can't. There's no way.
No way.
So, good
That's
for her.
Question. What's her name?
Her name is Bailey Daniels, and she made history by making that shot for Lesley University with one arm. And I'll tell you, man, if you want one of those inspirational stories like they used to show at the end of Real Sports, you know, they're trying to bring a tear to your eye, just watch her play a little basketball. It just goes to show.
Did she just scored 1 point? Is that what happened? Does she? I'm asking, like...
God, I assume
I'm asking... I knew you were going to make fun of her there, so...
I'm not making fun of her. It made it seem like this was a big deal.
But God damn it, listen to me. Did she make a shot...
Mm-hmm.
Or did she make a free throw? Did she score 1 point or two or three? What did she do?
They said that her history-making shot was a moment of major significance.
Mm-hmm.
Her teammates pumped their fists in the air. They jumped from the bench to their feet to celebrate. Coach Martin Rather sprinted down the sideline to call a timeout to recognize what had just happened. Shannon had just become the first NCAA Division III women's basketball player with one arm to score a field goal in a collegiate game.
2 points. Good
there
for
you
her.
Go. There you go.
Maybe the
it's
other
a real
girls.
Shot.
But so we were asking, like, were they D1 or something else? Maybe they hit free throws.
Maybe.
There you go.
But I've never seen
I've never seen a one-armed basketball player.
It's amazing.
The fact that there's two others, I wasn't expecting.
They had that, but the football player.
They did?
The guy played for the Seahawks or whatever?
Oh, yeah, in the NFL. Yeah. Yeah, and you had Abbott in MLB. Right. But basketball?
Def Leppard drummer?
Basketball. Basketball would be. Basketball seems harder than any of them.
That's my thing. Sure. Basketball, that's one where you go, you can't do that with one hand.
A baseball player's tough, but I'm like, I get it.
He figured it out.
With your real arm or your good arm, whatever it is, you can throw the ball 95 miles an hour. So all we got to do is figure out how to work this glove around.
Get the glove to the nub.
Right, yeah.
And then from the nub to the hand.
By the way, like, you know, we're not expecting you to really field it anyway.
Right, yeah.
But to shoot a basketball with two arms, that's crazy.
Yeah.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo.
So, you know, what's the big deal? That's my thing with stories like these. I don't understand. And then starts off as like a local story, then it turns into a big national story, and everybody's making fun of this poor guy, and I don't get it. Remember the woman? There's been a bunch, but they did that documentary, that British documentary about people that want to have sex with carousels and airplanes. One woman wanted to marry the World Trade Center.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And the one woman, she did in that documentary, she went up to the Ferris wheel and like stuck her fingers in the grease. And because they asked, like, how do you make love to the Ferris wheel? And they showed her in the documentary. She goes up, she kisses it, she got grease from the bolts on her hands. And it seemed to me like she was, I don't know, orgasmic, like she was enjoying herself. Yeah. And I just thought, yes, is it weird? Of course. But there's no victim. There's no victim here. Yet this guy in Missouri, he can't stop trying to have sex with this train, and he's done it a couple times, and they're pissed at him, and I definitely feel like they're making fun of him. They've got that, you know, whatever train in Missouri, in St. Louis, I forget what it's called, Metrolink or something, whatever. Oh, yeah. And, like, it takes you down to Umsel and the airport and stuff. I don't know, I'm not from St. Louis, but I've seen it, I'm aware of it, I've never ridden on it. But apparently there's this guy, and he... I don't know if he's into the train or if he's specifically into seats, the type of seats that the train has, but he had sex with the train seat.
Was there anybody in it?
Apparently someone was there because they called it indecent exposure. Mm. So somebody saw it, you know. So, last June, I guess, is when he did it the first time, at least that we know of, and that was near the airport terminal. And he had to go to court. He pleaded guilty in that case. He was sentenced to 173 days in jail, right? I mean, that's a long time for sex with a seat. Anyhow, prosecutors say that he didn't learn from his lesson. Last month, I guess, he gets back on the train. And once again, they say he attempted to be intimate with the train seat. He attempted to be intimate. And there are cameras on the train.
Before he was?
Well, there's cameras on the train, so it sounds like somebody sees the video and says, hey, who's this guy having sex with the train? They figure it out. It almost seems like they figure it out later after watching the video, and they go, hey, this guy got in trouble for having sex with the train seat before. He went to jail. Now he is a repeat offender, and he's going to be in a lot of trouble.
The first thing we do is we start pulling video. So in this particular case, we were able to provide very detailed, very descriptive video. This individual is on that exclusionary list. And as a result of this act, we'll receive a lifetime ban as well.
He can't ride the train again?
Oh, man.
This poor guy already has mental health problems, and now he can't even use public transportation. They said the intimacy with the seat lasted about 10 minutes, which I thought was pretty good.
Not bad.
10 minutes. I mean...
Is it a hot seat?
You know, I looked at them. They just look like seats that you'd see in a subway
plastic,
or a train.
Leather.
With a little bit of the... plastic with, like, a little bit of fabric on them. They look kind of used, but he could be into that. You know, maybe he likes... I'm guessing he likes that women have sat on those seats or that people have sat on those seats, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of like those... Like the guys
sniffer,
that are into,
like
yeah,
you.
Exactly,
you sniff
exactly.
stuff.
The guys who sniff socks.
You sniff these seats sometimes.
Gym socks. I would not sniff these seats in here if I were you. But yeah, don't you think that's his thing?
I think that's
and
it.
And I thought about you and the whole dog thing, you know?
Whoa.
Well, and horse. The dog and horse
I'm just
thing.
Saying, you know, they're all, I don't know that the horse, you know...
You said about the dog, too.
And they seem like they're upset about it. I've never really seen the dog one. We all know the horse video that everybody's seen. That horse is not mad.
Right, but...
That horse was happy.
You said in some of those cases, they said that the dog had sex with the woman.
Yeah,
and that was why you said... Right.
How could that... Right.
The dog, you said, wasn't upset. So...
Now, what's the harm?
What's the harm? They can't. I mean, she can't get pregnant or anything like that that. So, what's the harm there? And you know, at first I was
aghast.
I was aghast. Like, oh, come on, man, that's bestiality. But you know, the more I thought about it, like I pet my dog, right? And it seems like my dog likes being petted, right? I don't think it's sexual, but whatever. It's we're interacting.
Yeah.
I touch my dog. I sleep with my dog sometimes.
Yeah.
Right? No one thinks anything of that.
Right.
If my dog was like, you know what I'd like to do.
And would you let it?
I wouldn't let it, but if I did, suddenly I'm in trouble because I let it do something that it wanted to do, right? Then it didn't injure it. So now you're talking about an inanimate object, a train seat.
Even more so.
There's really a no victim.
Saw it.
Well, but see, the second time they're talking about the cameras, and I think they just caught him on the cameras and figured out who this guy was. They went back and looked at this footage. I mean, that was the security guard talking about going back, looking at the footage, trying to figure out, okay, this guy, oh, it looks like he's doing it. Oh, it lasts about 10 minutes. Okay. Now, if you're saying that he's making a mess, you know, then it, maybe it's not as victimless. But we already know that that place is, it's public transportation. It's probably filthy anyway.
Right.
You know? So I don't want to sit in it. I get it.
Yeah, I know.
But
you should definitely have to clean it up. And maybe not do it in front of
people. That's it. No doing it in front of people. Especially
if you want to make fun of it, make fun of. You want to make love to an inanimate object that nobody's around. It's just you and the inanimate object. Who cares?
Yeah, I think you can do it.
You just want to make love to your PlayStation remote.
Right.
No, business of mine.
Right. This just happened to be public property, but I'm, you know, and I'm actually, I'll take it one step further and say that you don't have to be alone. Adults can be around. Kids. No kids.
Well, yeah, if adults want to be around.
No. If, like, adults are sitting on the train and Why not? Don't have to look.
I don't want people just walking around masturbating everywhere.
Well, he's not. He's having.
Yeah, I mean, he is.
Hmm. But why don't you want that? Because kids could see it?
No, I just don't want to see it.
But you don't have to look, right?
Well, I don't know. If I'm sitting on a train, the guy's sitting next to me, I don't want that. I don't want to live in a world like that.
Mm.
You got to do it in you know, the privacy of your own train.
Yeah, but see, some people, their whole thing is that they want people to watch them do
this.
Yeah,
but that doesn't mean that I want to do that.
I know that you don't want to. That's why they like it, right? Because they want to surprise you.
I know that they want, but it's not, you know, not up to me to make them happy.
Is that kink shaming?
Maybe.
A little bit?
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm asking. Like, is
no,
it?
No, you make a good point.
Maybe. I mean, the whole Louis C.K. thing. The whole Louis C.K. thing went back and forth, and it was like, the question was, did he, you know, lock the door or whatever? These women felt like they had to watch or their careers were going to be damaged.
Making a point.
But, you know,
fine.
We defended him, so.
Fine, if you want to have sex with the car in front of me, just do it.
Yeah. Okay,
give
how about
my
this?
Car?
If Louis C.K. wanted to masturbate in front of you, would you let him, knowing that, you know.
No, but I wouldn't turn him in.
But you wouldn't, but knowing that there's a chance that he might want to hang out with you more after that and might even be able to help your career and stuff, like, would
no,
you?
I mean,
really?
No.
No.
I wouldn't be mad at him.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And that's not fair. I mean, we're guys. I don't know. So maybe it's different. Yeah. But, yeah, I could hang. I mean, I'm saying we do a lot of things
We're good. We're good.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yeah, we're done.
All right. Good. Well, I say goodbye to you.
Yep.
Good show, Koberger. Stay positive, kids. See you tomorrow, maybe?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm planning on it.
All right, me too.
You know something I don't?
No, I don't know anything. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, good. See you tomorrow. The Church of Laszlo.